Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation. Like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match. And get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. I am not sure what just happened up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And maybe you guys can help us figure all of this out. Welcome to the show, by the way. Good to have you with us. We got a lot going on today. Congressman Chip Roy, Jody Heiss going to be here. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to drop by. So President Biden was supposed to address the nation, about 9:30 this morning Eastern time? And he just got around to rolling out of bed, I guess. I don't know what he was doing. But he was a couple of hours late. And the president got up there and was talking about Ukraine. And then I don't know what happened, but he became discombobulated. And this is how it went down.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy, the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys. This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities.
Oh, my word. What is that? Seriously. What was Biden trying to say? Ladies and gentlemen, they want you to think this is normal. They want you to believe that this is how normal people behave, how normal people speak. And I'm just going to go on record here and suggest the following. And so mark this down, so when we have to come back and prove that we were right, Grace Baker, we will know exactly where and when we were when I said this. So here's the deal. When the Democrats lose in the midterm elections, and they're going to be crushed, I believe, based upon what I have already seen, that even though we're putting a lot of rhino candidates up on the ballot, I still think that the American people are so angry at what Joe Biden and the Democrats have done to this country that it's over. That they don't care who it is, as long as there's not a D behind that name, they're going to be voting Republican. So I have no doubt that the Democrats are going to get crushed in the midterm elections. When that happens, do not be surprised when the Democrats go to Joe Biden and they say, "Joe, it's time to go. Joe, it's time to go." And he'll go. They will, and it may be by his own volition, but if he doesn't get the hint, and if Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden says, "No, we're not going to go, Joe," then I suspect the Democrats will start rolling out all of the dirt they have on Joe Biden. And a lot of it is criminal in nature. One way or the other, Joe's getting the heave-ho. Now, the question is, what about Kamala Harris? Well, she may be going in, but she's not going to be there for very long, because they'll look for a way to get rid of her as well. She's just as bad, if not worse, than Joe. So this is it for him. But you can't tell me that this is normal behavior. This guy is about to get us involved in a shooting war with the Russians. And he can't tell that he's got cottage cheese for brains. I mean, what do you want me to say? There's really no polite way to say it. But we've got to have that conversation. We've just got to. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, I've been getting a lot of messages from people about Twitter, you know, and how they've Grace Baker, are you do you do the Twitter? Are you a Twitter person?
You know, I'm on Twitter. I rarely tweet anything, but I'm on there.
So a lot of people have said, oh, wow, it's like a whole new day now that Elon Musk has taken over. And thank God for freedom. And we're getting all these hundreds of thousands of new followers. And it's a beautiful thing. He hasn't taken over yet.
No, that's what I don't get.
The whole management's still in charge.
Maybe they're trying to cover their tracks.
Maybe. I love Elon Musk, though, because he's having a little bit of fun with this.
Oh, yeah.
He says that he wants to buy Coca-Cola and put the cocaine back in Coca-Cola.
I saw that. And then somebody tried to say, hey, buy McDonald's and fix the ice cream machine. And he was like, listen, I can't do miracles now.
That's true. You know, that is true, right?
It's always broken.
You go to the McDonald's, you want one of the soft-serve ice cream cones.
McFlurry.
Oh, is that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm a Frosty guy from Wendy's.
Those are good, too. But
give me a McDonald's fry and a Frosty milkshake, and I'm good to go. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. In our Liberty University studios. So anyway, Elon Musk out there. But again, it's Twitter is, and we've actually added about 500 new followers just in the past day or so. I don't know why, but nothing else has changed. The same people are employed there. Same management structure, but they did block the employees from implementing some procedures, and maybe that's why people are starting to percolate back on social media.
I'll say I'm not that popular yet. I was like, oh, maybe I gained some followers. Nope, still the same.
All right, we've got to fix that, Grace. What's your Twitter handle?
At GraceBaker901.
All right, do you have like a Dalmatian or something?
Oh, yeah, it's me and Merlo.
Of course it is.
Can't miss it.
Great. And how's Mr. Producer doing?
He's good. I just, he didn't make the Twitter photo.
Good Lord. All right.
He's on the phone screensaver.
Okay.
Don't worry.
That's good. I'm not prodding. I'm just asking here. So, because you're newlyweds.
Yes.
Have you had the 1 year anniversary yet?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Months ago.
Time flies.
Come on, Todd.
I've got to get with
it. About a year and a half now.
All right. A story came out yesterday afternoon. Boy, I'm in the doghouse now, ladies and gentlemen. The story came out late last night about the Department of Homeland Security. Alejandro Mayorkas, by the way, was getting grilled up on Capitol Hill yesterday. We're going to be talking to Chip Roy about that a little bit later. But one of the interesting things, there is a new division that's coming out. They're creating a new division called... And it's really the de facto Ministry of Truth. So if you've watched or if you've read 1984 George Orwell, this is a very Orwellian thing. But the Department of Homeland Security is launching a disinformation governance board. And their mission is to coordinate countering misinformation related to Homeland Security. Now, that's a mouthful right now, right there. And I find it very interesting that this is happening right as Elon Musk is trying to buy and finalize buying Twitter. Because we know this administration is not a friend of free speech. This administration, much like Barack Hussein Obama's administration, wants to crack down on free speech. They want to silence conservatives. But I want you to remember what they told us in the early days of the pandemic here, folks, where they said that anybody who raised questions or had a question about vaccines, about the spread of the China virus, where the China virus came from, that those people were guilty of spreading disinformation. And many of them were censored and removed from Twitter. And that has been very well documented. As a matter of fact, in the early days of the pandemic, when the national media was talking about New York City hospitals being overwhelmed, I went out there with my camera and did a Facebook Live video directly in front of our local hospital where there was nothing going on. And tens of millions of people watched that video. I got smacked by Facebook, and they said my live video feed was fake news. How is that possible? I was standing directly in front of the hospital, and yet they told me it was fake news. So I'm concerned that now we have an administration that already has a horrible track record when it comes to the China virus and free speech and letting conservatives have their say. And now they're going to create a specific agency to target all of you conservatives out there. Now, Senator Josh Hawley over in Missouri raises a pretty good point. You go, wait a minute. Whoa, Nelly, hold your horses. This is the same administration that unleashed the Federal Bureau of Investigation to target moms and dads who simply raised a question at school board meetings. Pardon me, I have a question about why you're teaching my child to be a transgender, non-binary, gender variant two-spirit. Up against the wall, pal. You have the right to remain silent. That's what was happening. Do you remember that story? We do not forget. Here on the Todd Stearns radio program, ladies and gentlemen, we have a cavernous room where we put all of those horrible attacks. We never forget. Senator Josh Hawley says, well, wait a second. These are the same people that threaten moms and dads who had legitimate concerns that their kids were being groomed, that their children were being exposed to predators in the public school classroom, and the FBI was directed to target and silence these moms and dads. And this is nothing new. This all happened during the Barack Hussein Obama administration. Now, I dare I say we have a few Tea Party alumni who listen to this radio program, and many of you found yourself in the same boat back during the Biden or the Obama years when you had the IRS under Lois Lerner going out there and attacking Tea Party groups, attacking pro-life groups, attacking even Billy Graham, America's preacher. And I can't tell you how many people were audited by the Internal Revenue Service simply because they were opposing Obamacare or because they opposed gay marriage. Look, yours truly, during the Obama administration, I want you to hear me. During the Obama administration, three times I was audited. I have never been audited in my entire life except for three times during the Obama administration. So I was working at Fox News Channel at the time, and I went to the HR department, and I said, hey, what's going on here? And they said, hey, get in line, pal. They're coming after all of us. In other words, the Obama administration, they were targeting not just the Tea Party groups, not just the religious groups, not just the conservative Christians, but they were also attacking conservative journalists, and nobody did a thing about it. Not a single thing. Quite frankly, Lois Lerner should be in jail right now alongside Furor Anthony Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan. So Homeland Security says, we've got a problem. We've got to take care of all this misinformation. And we have decided that Nina Jankowicz is the best person for the job. She is a Harry Potter fan. She likes to dress up like Harry Potter. I don't know. It's kind of creepy, but whatever. She is the person that will be running the Ministry of Truth for Biden. She once claimed that Trump supporters would show up to the polls on Election Day with weapons to intimidate voters. So you think she's going to be sympathetic to all you Trump people out there? Yeah, I don't think so. But this whole thing is meant to silence conservatives. They're going to get Elon Musk one way or the other. They're going to try to get him. Now, the question is whether or not we're going to be silenced by all of this and we're going to be bullied by all of this. I remember back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan was president. And one of the great things Ronald Wilson Reagan really ushered into the nation was the revocation of the Fairness Doctrine. There was a time when radio stations like the one you were listening to were not allowed to exist. Because if you had a conservative host on, you were required under law to have a liberal host. You had to have, if you had 15 minutes of conservative talk, you had to have 15 minutes of liberal talk. There was just a problem. Nobody wants to listen to liberal people. They just don't. That's why Air America, which was a a huge liberal radio network completely failed. But the revocation of the Fairness Doctrine actually led to the rise of Rush Limbaugh and talk radio as we know it today. And even at this very moment, Democrats on Capitol Hill are trying to figure out a way to re-implement the Fairness Doctrine because they want to destroy talk radio. But talk radio finally has the same rights as newspapers do, as broadcast TV stations do. When you read a local newspaper, they're far left. Why do you think they're failing? We've got the commercial appeal in Memphis, Tennessee. Nobody reads that thing. It's like, what, 8 pages now. Gannett owns it. And Gannett is like a destroyer, a world destroyer of journalism. And why is that? Because they're all leftist. They don't reflect the communities they report in anymore. And it's really sad. But we got to take a stand here, folks. They're coming after, this is all leading up to a direct attack on talk radio. And why is that? Because we are the last bastion. You don't hear the people on Fox News Channel talking about the culture war anymore. You don't. They've already capitulated. They've already surrendered to the culture war. But we have it on talk radio. And this will be the ultimate battleground, and we're ready for that fight when it comes, and it will come. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Our website is todstearns.com. There is so much great content for you there. You got to check that out. We'll be right back, America.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, hello, you beautiful people. I don't know why I'm in a good mood today, Grace Baker. Maybe it has to do with something audio engineer Kyle did last night.
What did he do?
Well, we're family.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? I want to take you out for supper.
Aww.
And I'm like, well, that's very nice. So we went to a place called Andrew Michaels. That's here in Memphis.
I've heard about it.
And it was a weird night. So you were not allowed to pick what you wanted to eat.
What?
So yeah, it was like one of these deals where you go in. It's a beautiful Italian restaurant in East Memphis, and you go in and they give you, it's a 4-course meal, and you don't know what you're eating until the very end.
Well, was it good?
It was very good. And I was very surprised because we were trying to figure out what we were eating, and the only thing I got right was the tuna.
Oh.
That was it. But it was not like star-kissed, tuna.
Sure,
it was
sure. No, it's the
it
real
was a great
stuff.
Night. Yeah, I had a great time. And,
good.
A great place, Andrew Michaels. So if you're in the Memphis area, want a good fancy Italian meal, go check them out. It's not, by the way, don't ask for breadsticks. I think they take offense at
that. It's Olive Garden.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm a Ronnie Grisanti's. That's my go-to Italian in Memphis.
It's pretty good, too.
And it's been around for over 100 years.
I like Lucchese's in town myself. That's
great.
Local.
Memphis has a great food scene.
Very much so.
And if you can survive the bullets, it's good to, come here and enjoy yourself.
Might gain a few pounds, though.
Look, coming up after the news here, Marjorie Taylor Greene is in a war with Catholics. And she says that Satan has taken over the church. And I'm not making this up. We're going to play the audio. MTG going to war with the Catholics. We're going to play that audio. Also, Tucker Carlson says, you Republicans better wake up, or Kevin McCarthy is going to destroy your party. Do you believe that Kevin McCarthy has disqualified himself from leading the Republicans? We're going to get into all of that coming up next. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud never before seen. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2000 Mules. Directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group with research from TrueTheVote.org. 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how he tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules on May 2nd or May 4th. And check your local listings and get your tickets today at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com. Again, 2000mules.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I heard this weird story about Denny Hamlin. He's one of the NASCAR drivers. He's got to go to sensitivity training. When did NASCAR go woke? Was this the noose in the garage with Bubba Wallace? Is that when that started? Which turned out not to be a noose at all, but just a pull chain. Anyway, Denny Hamlin is now forced by NASCAR to take sensitivity training. He posted a video clip from Family Guy. Oh, I love that show. That's a great, funny stuff in Family Guy. Very politically incorrect, I will just say that. Anyway, the clip made fun of Asian drivers. And so he shared this video clip making fun of Asian drivers. And he posted the clip after Kyle Larson caused a crash. Apparently, Larson and Hamlin are good friends. So they're big buddies. But Larson's mother is of Japanese descent. And so somebody took issue with that. And so now the poor guy's got to go to sensitivity training. And he had to apologize. You know, if NASCAR goes woke, what is... I mean, country music's already gone woke. And now you've got the, well, that started with the bromance, that bro country. And then you've got NASCAR. You just wonder what's next. We just have to hope and pray that Duck Dynasty can hold the line. Just hold the line, guys. All right. I want to tell you about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's causing some controversy among the Catholics in America. And especially our good buddy Bill Donahue over at the Catholic League. So here's the backstory. Marjorie Taylor Greene was doing an interview, and in this interview, she was pointing out that many Catholic and religious groups, and let me say this, the Baptists are just as guilty as the Catholics on this. She was talking about how disgraceful it was that these Catholic and Baptist groups but she didn't say Baptist, she just focused on Catholics, are helping illegal aliens resettle in America. Play clip one, please.
What it is that Satan's controlling the church. The church is not doing its job, and it's not adhering to the teachings of Christ, and it's not adhering to what the Word of God says we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live. And what they're doing by saying, oh, we have to love these people and take care of these migrants and love one another. This is loving one another. Yes, we are supposed to love one another, but their definition of what love one another means destroying our laws. It means completely perverting what our Constitution says. It means taking unreal advantage of the American taxpayer. And it means pushing a globalist policy on the American people and forcing America to become something that we are not supposed to be.
Okay, so she was doing an interview with the Catholic militant, and it's my understanding MTG was either a former Catholic or her family's Catholic. I don't know if she's still Catholic, but there was some sort of Catholic in the background. And she's doing the interview with Catholic militant, which everyone seems to believe she was talking about the Catholics. But I think people are misunderstanding what she had to say. Listen, there's more to this.
The bishops of Catholic Relief Charities and Services, they should be all in support of that. They sure. should be in support of United States politicians holding these other countries accountable for all the American taxpayer dollars that flood into their countries. So if the bishops were reading the Bible and truly preaching the word of God to their flock, like
and not covering up sex abuse.
And not covering up child sex abuse and pedophilia, yes, that would be loving one another would have the true meaning and not the perversion and the twisted lie that they're making it to be.
Okay, she was talking about the Catholics. Sorry about that, folks. So MTG put out a statement, and she's defending herself because now the entire Catholic world is coming after MTG. And she says, I myself, baptized and married in the Catholic Church, left because I would not submit the spiritual and physical livelihood of my children to these monsters. She's also so she's alleging that that the Catholic Church is filled with predators, sex predators that are targeting children. Bill Donahue, she says, by contrast, makes $1 million a year, partly from sending out emails to defend corrupt bishops. Now, I'm not going to get into a holy war with the Catholic Church here. And I want to tie in the Southern Baptist because they're all just as guilty when it comes to these insane border policies. And the Baptists and the Catholics in America have been overrun by George Soros money. This has been well documented. And this George Soros money has been shoving a pro-illegal alien agenda down the throats of these preachers and these wannabe celebrity preachers. And that's what MTG was talking about here. Now they've gone down this crazy rabbit hole where they're talking about sex abuse and all this other kind of stuff. When at least my understanding here, the thrust of this interview was how the Catholic Church and these other church organizations were helping to resettle illegal aliens and refugees in the United States. And she says that is evidence of Satan controlling the church. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a pretty accurate statement that the support of illegal immigration in the Christian church, in the Protestant and the Catholic churches of America, is of the devil. You may have a problem with that, and I'd love to hear from you, and feel free, we'll put you on the top of the list here. But there's no way, that MTG was trying to say that the Catholic Church is run by Satan. That is not what she was trying to say here. All that being said, can somebody please put her on a committee? Just put her on a committee and give her something to do. Because these little side controversies are going to start adding up, folks. Just like with Madison Cawthorn, when he's driving around without a driver's license, trying to get on board a jetliner with a gun and wearing ladies' underwear, that is, folks, that has got to stop. This is insane. Insane. And this is not helping the midterm election battle. It's just not. And we've got to be smart here, folks, and we've got to play smart. But she is right about one thing, and that is the Catholics and the Baptists, and they are chief among the sinners here when it comes to opening up our borders and letting these illegals crawl through. It's disgusting. And I appreciate her at least calling it out. But anyway, you don't want to – Bill Donahue, he's a fighter. He's not going to go down without – I mean, it is going to be a – it'll be a slugfest between those two. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Tucker Carlson, still on the war path with Kevin McCarthy. And I'm with Tucker 1,000% on this. Here's what he has to say.
If a billionaire controlled Twitter, he could rig the discourse. That's a fair point. See, the thing about owning a social media company is you could, quote, secretly ban one party's candidate. Or even scarier than that, you could, quote, secretly turn down the reach of their stuff or turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not find out about it until after the election. Yeah, that's a terrifying prospect. Democracy could not withstand that. Let's hope it never happens. What is it about cable television that completely eliminates people's self-awareness? Maybe NIH should do a study on that. It seems like a legitimate health crisis. But we're being slightly unfair in that analysis. We do not mean, certainly, to suggest that it's only Democrats who favor censorship for political ends. Republican leaders support it, too. In a phone call reported today by the New York Times, for example, Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California told his close friend Liz Cheney that he hoped the social media companies would censor more conservative Republicans in Congress. Donald Trump, the sitting president, had already been silenced by those companies, but McCarthy wanted the tech oligarchs to do more, to force disobedient lawmakers off the internet. Quote, quote, can't they take their Twitter accounts away too? Those are the tape-recorded words of Congressman Kevin McCarthy, a man who in private turns out sounds like an MSNBC contributor. And yet, unless conservatives get their act together right away, Kevin McCarthy or one of his highly liberal allies, like Elise Stefanik, is very likely to be Speaker of the House in January. That would mean we will have a Republican Congress led by a puppet of the Democratic Party. So you wouldn't know any of this unless it was leaked. And you can start to see why the people in charge oppose transparency and fervently support censorship on both sides. Why? Because the more you know about them, the less satisfied you're likely to become with their leadership.
So let me explain what's going on here now, because we have a mountain of lawmakers that want to come on the program. They've got things to talk about. They have things they want to say. But now they're telling us, well, we're going to talk about anything under the sun, but we're not going to talk about Kevin McCarthy. People are terrified of the Republican Party of Kevin McCarthy. They don't want to say anything that is going to get them on McCarthy's radar. So I don't know what McCarthy has on them, but he's got something, because nobody wants to call out Kevin McCarthy in public. Something is not right there. And we really do need to get to the bottom of that. But that is a troubling development, where now you have even members of the House Freedom Caucus. Nobody wants to talk about Kevin McCarthy here. Based on what I've heard from these secret recordings, McCarthy's got to go. And why is that so difficult for Republicans in Congress to understand? Why is it so difficult for them to understand that Kevin McCarthy is not their friend? This is a guy who is working behind the scenes to stop them, to stop the America First agenda. But Todd, he got his picture taken with Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, and did you know what happened after that photograph? McCarthy said he didn't realize they were going to take a photograph together. So he wants Trump's endorsement, he wants Trump's support, but he doesn't want anybody to know in the public sphere. That's a coward, in my estimation. It's cowardice. But beyond that, he's deceiving people. And everybody on Capitol Hill knows this. I had these conversations all the time with people, but they don't want to talk about it in public. I get text messages from elected leaders every night after this show. And they, folks, I'm telling you, they are terrified of Kevin McCarthy. I don't know why. He may have something on them. I do not know. But what I can tell you is this. If members of Congress and the Republican caucus do not stop McCarthy – The voters will. The voters will be motivated to get out there and vote for people who are going to stand with the America First agenda and not Kevin McCarthy. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. While Democrats are hammering Mayorkas right now in the hearings up on Capitol Hill, we're going to have some audio from that in just a little while. We'll also be talking to Congressman Jody Heiss and Congressman Chip Roy about what's happening up on Capitol Hill as well. Congressman Jim Jordan flat out asked the Homeland Security Secretary, have any of the 42 illegals on the terrorist watch list been released in the United States? And the Homeland Security chief said, I don't know the answer to that question. How do you not know? How do you not know the answer to that question? In other words, we do know the answer to that question. The answer is all of them have been released into the United States, and some of them could be living in your neighborhood, plotting right now to blow you up because they don't care. The Biden administration, they thrive on chaos. That's who these people are. Unbelievable what's happening up on Capitol Hill right now. Just absolutely unbelievable. And we're going to get into that at the after the top of the hour news in hour two. Folks, all this week, we are encouraging you to get a copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. We're hoping to sell at least 10,000 copies this week, and we want to crush the competition over on the New York Times bestseller list, and we need your help to do that. If you go to our website right now over at toddstearns.com, you will be able to get a personally inscribed copy of Our Daily Biscuit. It is a wonderful little book, my very first non-political book, and I wanted to write something that was a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more encouraging. And also, many of you, the great listeners of this program, submitted recipes that we tried out and that we included in the book, including one of the best biscuit recipes known to mankind. So you can get an inscribed copy at toddstearns.com, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your books, and you can pick up a copy or two. I will say this. It makes a great, great Mother's Day present. So if you've got a conservative mom or grandma or aunt, you're going to want to get them a copy of Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, co-authored, by the way, by my good friend Michelle Cox. And if you have watched Hallmark Channel's When Calls the Heart, I believe that's the name of the popular show there. She is the devotion writer for When Calls the Heart. So you're going to love this book, folks. And we have gotten so much positive response and reaction. And more importantly, every time someone hears the title, they smile. And we want them to smile. The book before the biscuit book was called Culture Jihad. Nobody smiled at that. No, because it was a tough subject to write about. But we've got some tough times facing our country. So anyway, again, just in time for Mother's Day, we want you to get yourself a copy of our Daily Biscuit. One final note before we have to take a break here. This coming weekend, Memphis, Tennessee, Saturday, a one-day, all-day conservative gathering. It's a who's who. We've got Mark Meadows, Jim DeMint, Marsha Blackburn, Senator Rick Scott out of Florida, yours truly, Pastor Robert Jeffers, among 30 conservative leaders. And we're going to be leading all sorts of workshops, speeches, panel discussions. You're going to want to be here. We've got a direct link, toddstearns.com. And by the way, if you are listening in the Memphis, Tennessee area right now and you call 844-747-8868, we're going to hook you up with a pair of VIP tickets. We'll be right back, America.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Hope you're doing good today. Alejandro Mayorkas. Wow, that guy is in the hot seat right now. What a mess, America. So, just a few moments ago, Mayorkas was getting into it with Republicans up on Capitol Hill, and it is not pretty. That's all I can say. It is just not pretty. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So, Mayorkas is catching it on multiple fronts here. First of all, the Homeland Security Department announcing yesterday that they're launching a Ministry of Truth to police internet disinformation. And we all know what that's all about. So they're going after Elon Musk. We're going to keep you updated on that part of the story. The other part is what's been coming across our southern border. And that is, to me, just as big a problem. And Jim Jordan, just a little while ago, got into it with Mayorkas, demanding to know a very simple question. What happened to these 40-some-odd terrorist people, these individuals who were on the terrorist watch list? Where are these people?
42 illegal immigrants were encountered at our border are on the terrorist and no-fly list. Are any of them still in our country?
Gentlemen's time has expired.
This is an important question for this committee. Are any of them still in our country?
Congressman, I will deliver to you a response with respect to...
No. That's a simple question. Are terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list, no-fly list, are they still in the United States that you've encountered on the border?
Congressman, some of them may be still in detention. So I will...
Have any of them been released? Have any of them been released?
Time has expired.
This is critical for the
recognizing.
You got 42. Have they been released? Will the gentleman answer that question?
Congressman, I will provide you with.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
They may have been released.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Ranking Member. I believe it is my time.
Madam Chair, if I could just 1 second.
No, the gentleman's time has expired.
We want to know if terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list, have any of them been released?
And
he won't answer that question.
It is. Mr. Jordan, it is my time.
But this is about people.
It is my time.
That's a pretty important question.
I don't know what's more concerning here, that Mayorkas will not answer the question or that Democrats don't want him to answer the question. But this interaction just happened a few moments ago. We're posting the video up on our website. You can see it for yourself. Jordan raises a very important question here. What are we doing with these people? We've got over 40 people on the terrorist watch list, and we're letting them just walk into America? Now, it seems to me, when you throw in what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, and we are just, folks, Biden wants us to go to war with the Russians. That's where all of this is leading. I don't want you to be surprised. I don't want you to wake up a couple of days or a couple of weeks or maybe next month. I don't want you to wake up and be surprised when we are in a shooting war with the Russians, because that's what Biden wants. Biden seems to think the only way out of this mess, the only way to improve his horrible polling numbers, is to go to war with somebody. And Russia's the target. And he is stupid and senile enough to get us into a shooting war with the Russians, which is not going to end well, by the way. So don't be surprised if one of these terrorists that was on the watch list, that was allowed to just walk into America, and again, Mayorkas says, well, I don't know. We don't know what happened to him. Some of them may be in detention. We don't know. Is it possible that you could have a situation where there is a terrorist attack on American soil perpetrated by someone, maybe from Russia? And they use that moment, that incident, as the impetus to getting us into a war with Russia. I think it's possible here. I do. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones here. North Carolina, Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, you know, while I'm encouraged about what the Republican chances are in November, and how we're winning on every front, and the Democrats and Biden is losing on every front, I'm not so sure that this is a done deal yet, and I'll tell you why, and you can give me your thoughts as well. You know, you can look back at the 2020 election, and you can see how the media corporations had their thumb on the scale of the election. But if you want to know even further about why this guy's not a legitimately elected but an illegally installed puppet, it's what's gone on afterwards and how they tried to change election law, how they have tried to weaponize and government agencies against its own citizens, how they have pretty much doubled down on everything. I mean, I've never seen a president in my lifetime that has had such a horrendous record while in office on every front, that yet you don't pivot. It's almost like that they're not fearing any retribution from the electorate in November. And that leads me to believe that do they have something else up their sleeve? Are they going to try to get us into a war or some other emergency where they either postpone the election or don't have the election? Because the last thing Democrats want to have to do is be held accountable to their voters. They, in my opinion, it would be perfectly fine with them if there were no elections, because in the arena of ideas and debate, they can't win on anything. So I think we're going to have to be really vigilant on that point. And also, even if we do win, Kevin McCarthy and these rhinos, I'm not sure that they're going to get up there and promote the agenda. Kevin McCarthy's been very ambivalent and evasive on answering questions if he would bring impeachment charges against Biden and implementing the MAGA agenda. So the last thing I want to see is what I've seen before, where Republicans win elections, but we end up losing the country and keep going in the wrong direction.
And that's exactly what happened in the first 2 years of Trump's administration. The president was delivering on some massive campaign promises, but you had Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House, and he was the guy that was not tapping on the brakes, slamming on the brakes, and then pulling the emergency brake on top of that to stop the president from being able to fulfill all of his agenda, especially when it came to draining the swamp, Charles.
Well, Todd, what would you think about the Republicans, some Republican in Congress, coming forward like they did in 1994 and having a contract with America again, where they publicly sign their names that they're going to impeach Biden, secure the border, control federal spending and inflation, you know, rein in big tech and all this, you know, their misinformation, you know, regaining control of our schools and getting at this wokeness out. I mean, I think if the American people could see that and they put their names there and they sign on the dotted line, I think that at least holds them more accountable. But
Charles, I'm going to answer that question for you, and I'm going to use, as I often do, the petri dish that we call Shelby County, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. which is a microcosm of what's happening nationally, where there's an I think national Republicans are more interested in playing nice with the Democrats and going to the parties and hanging out at the country clubs. And that's exactly what's happening in our little community here in Memphis, Tennessee, population 1.4 million in the metro, where you have a Republican Party that they're afraid of the Democrats because the Democrats are a supermajority. They don't want to offend the Democrats. Many Republicans are big money people here in Memphis, and they don't want to lose any government contracts. They don't want to miss out on any cash deals that might be had out there. And so what they do is they decide to disengage. They're more interested in having parties and enjoying the cocktail circuit than actually getting out and fighting and mobilizing. And as a result, you just have Democrat control over and over and over again. And Charles, I know because I have seen it firsthand in Washington, D.C., that is the same thing that's happening in our nation's capital. And it's not
so
right.
What do you think can be done to prevent that this time? Because I don't think the American people are going to continue to stand for this. We go out there, we vote one way, people campaign one way, and then they get up there and they govern another. You know, classic example, the repeal of Obamacare. So what do you think needs to be done
And Charles, who is responsible for that debacle? That was John McCain. Remember Senator John McCain? Turning up and looking, he knew the C-SPAN camera was focused directly on him, and he turned, looked at that camera, and did the big thumbs down. That was an up yours to the Republican Party and every conservative in the party. So to answer your question, Charles, what can be done? I'll tell you what I'm doing. Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, they'll never get another penny from me, period.
Yeah, and I don't give money, any of my resources to the RNC or any organization like that. But do you think there's any way that if the Republicans do regain control of Congress, that anybody else besides Kevin McCarthy would be Speaker of the House? And if so, who would you like to see it be?
Well, I'd like to see Jim Jordan. I think he would do a terrific job, and I think he's a fighter. I'll tell you somebody else who would make a great Speaker of the House. You don't see his name out there in the headlines every day, but he's a rock-solid conservative from Kansas. His name is Ron Estes, and he's a good, solid guy. I think he'd make a great Speaker of the House. But my number one pick, Charles, is a guy right now that's on the golf course in southern Florida who resides at Mar-a-Lago, and that is Donald John Trump. I think he'd make the perfect Speaker of the House.
And, Todd, I am 100% in agreement with you. And, you know, they certainly have the legal authority to name him Speaker. And if he would become Speaker, I would like to see him launch these investigative committees. I would like to see him them impeach Joe Biden and Kamala Harris simultaneously and implement the MAGA agenda, because I know based on his track record he'll do that. And you know what, if there's some way you could get rid of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden at the same time, guess who's next in line for the president?
There you go. And Charles, you got to run here. But I'll tell you, before you get into impeaching Biden and Kamala Harris, they've got to impeach this Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, folks. This guy letting illegal aliens on American soil? That's insane. All right, let's go to Chris, also in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Appreciate you taking my call. I just think the only way to look at this thing is the Republican Party is dead. I mean, did you know that they gave Kevin McCarthy a standing ovation the other day when his name was announced? The Republican. Was Jim Jordan standing up? And, you know, I like Jim Jordan. I like all these guys. But guess what? They've been in office this whole time that all this has been allowed to go on. So we can't talk about the election they stole from us. They said we can't win if we talk about it. So we're going to forget about that. They stole the election. So if we can't make that right, Todd, how is anything ever going to be right again?
It's a fair question, Chris, but the challenge there, that is a state issue. And that is something that has to be addressed in your state house, the stealing of the election. I don't think that's a winning campaign formula. I sincerely don't. The argument here, Chris, is, all right, yeah, folks, we need you to get out to vote because the last election was stolen and we want to put Trump back in the White House. That's not a winning platform.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that. But what I'm saying is, if we've got our own people will not admit that the election was stolen.
That's true.
Most of the people will not. I know you do, and I very, sir, appreciate you. But the people making the decisions, even your Freedom Caucus, they won't come on your show now because they got to say something against Kevin McCarthy. So how can we ever win if this is going on?
Chris, I don't know. I do not know.
Maybe it's time for men like you to start saying the unthinkable. It's time to a third party.
Well, I mean, it could be. Look, here's the deal, Chris. And I mean, honestly, and at this point, and we had a previous caller who made a very interesting point here. Why is it that the Democrats aren't standing up to Biden? Why aren't they doing that right now? That is a very good question. Do they know the ultimate outcome of the midterms? I will say this, Chris, and I still believe that the Republicans are going to win in a crushing landslide. But if they don't, I think you're going to have people, good-hearted people, rising up in towns and cities all over America to protest, because at that point, it's clear that the Democrats knew they had this in the bag because the election was stolen again. That, all bets are off if that happens. Chris, got to run. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Say immigrants are placed in immigration proceedings, but you didn't say where they go during those proceedings. They remain in the United States. When you say somebody's placed in immigration proceedings, and then you further clarified that some are detained, if they're not detained, the vast majority go released around the country, correct?
No, quite a significant number are placed on alternatives to detention. We use the acronym ATD. There are different levels of alternatives to detention depending on the risk profile.
But you ship many of those people that are not detained in these other categories around the country, correct?
Yes, on alternatives to detention.
And that's one of the things you're looking to increase the money for, is to pay NGOs and to have your own folks who can help get those people shipped around the country.
All right, there you go. That's Congressman Louie Gohmert going at it with Mayorkas. What a mess. And we've got more audio to play a little bit later on. I do want to get to the phone, though. 844-747-8868. Gene in Iowa, what's on your mind today?
Well, Todd, I was just going to call you and tell you, I just wasn't quite so far out there last fall when I called you and suggested that we make Trump Speaker of the House.
So you're on board with that, too?
Well, yeah, I was last fall. I called you and told you that. You said, where do I come up with that stuff? You asked me, you said, where do you come up with stuff like that? Thought I was kind of way out there.
Well, I don't think it was way out there, Gene. I think it's a pretty legitimate argument. And who better to clean up the House of Representatives than the guy who cleaned up America and made America great again. I think that's it's a perfect choice.
Well, I don't think Trump is done. I think he's got a role to play. I don't know if it's in the presidency or in Congress, but I think we need him and a man like him. And I think if he paired with DeSantis, I think that, well, there'd be a bunch of liberals.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I don't know if DeSantis would run alongside with Trump though. DeSantis is he's got his own eyes on the prize. Gene, got to run. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Our good friend Congressman Jody Heiss coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now, with great deals of the day to update your rotation. Like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match. And get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery, now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
None of this makes any sense, and it leaves our entire country in a very vulnerable situation. And I'll just say, look, border security is an enormous component to national security. And if we do not have secure borders, we do not have a secure nation. So I'm calling on our Democrats today to sign on to the discharge petition. Let's save Title 42, and for crying out loud, let's defend our borders and get over the partisan politics and do the right thing and defend our borders.
All right, that is Congressman Jody Heiss from the great state of Georgia. He also wants to be your next Secretary of State, all of our Georgia listeners, and he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right there right now. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
Wow. We've been following the Mayorkas hearings today, and it's just shocking. I think Congressman Jim Jordan just hit it out of the ballpark by pointing out that the administration has no idea where these people who are on the terrorist watch list might be right now.
Yeah, we have no idea where they are. No doubt, I don't think there's any question, there are now terror cell groups all throughout our country, simply because we have allowed people to come into our country who are terrorists, not to mention all the drug lords and the human traffickers and the drugs themselves, the criminals of all sorts, but not the least of which are terrorists who we have allowed into our country right now. And for what purpose, Todd? This is absolutely just, it is mind-boggling insanity that we are watching at our southern border, and this administration is doing absolutely nothing to protect our country.
It's mind-blowing, and honestly, I was surprised that they're not pushing back more on this judge who intervened on Title 42, which hopefully will stave off what was going to be a completely overrun border.
Yeah, at least Title 42 uses COVID as a reason to prevent people from just pouring into our border. It gives some tool to try to keep some sense of control at the southern border. But, of course, the Biden administration is trying to do away with Title 42. And yet again, another disastrous decision from this administration. One has to begin wondering at some point, Todd, is all of this intentional? And you cannot help but think somehow this is an intentional chipping away at the foundation of our country that this administration is engaged with. And we need answers as to why, and we need the ability to stop this out-of-control destruction of our southern borders and other issues that this administration continues to cram down the throats of Americans.
Well said, Congressman Jody Heiss on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Congressman, another big story we've been following, these recordings from Kevin McCarthy, and I'm just concerned about this, Congressman, flat-out concerned that McCarthy is saying one thing in public and another thing behind closed doors. Do you share those concerns?
I do share those concerns, Todd, and it's, you know, listen, you and I both know, and you referenced it a few moments ago, I'm not going to be here at the end of this term, so I will not personally be voting for the next speaker. So my comments here have, I'm not really in that battle per se, other than the fact, I will say this, I listen to a lot of my colleagues, and I can tell you Kevin McCarthy has some problems. And at the core of those problems is a trust issue. There are many individuals, many members of Congress in the Republican Party who have lost their trust in the leadership. We need a speaker. We need leadership among the Republican Party that people trust to do what they say they will do, and not to be one thing in public and something else behind closed doors. And I believe there's a lot of concern, like you shared, that is equally shared among Republicans.
Congressman, looking ahead, and again, I want to talk about your race in Georgia in just a moment. You have the endorsement of President Trump. Who would you like to see if the Republicans retake the House, who would you like to see as Speaker of the House?
You know, there's a lot of discussion. There's a number of people, of course. You know, I think the general rule of thumb is that Kevin McCarthy is probably going to be that. I don't necessarily share that opinion. We'll wait and see. But there are, you know, I mean, there are people, names like Mark Meadows. You don't even have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of House. I've heard his name come up a number of times. So we'll just wait and see. Todd, I don't want to speculate because I have zero idea how this thing is going to unfold. And, of course, the issues right now that Kevin McCarthy are facing, what kind of impact is this going to have? But I do believe that this discussion is only just now heating up. I believe it's going to get more heated the closer that November gets here, and we'll see what the Republican Party does at that point when the moment of decision comes.
I mean, I appreciate your candor, because it's you would be surprised at the number of folks who are regulars on this program, and their handlers, your bookers, are saying they're happy to talk about any issue, but do not ask about Kevin McCarthy.
Well, you know, people don't want to get in trouble, and that's the one thing, like I said, I'm not going to be here, so I don't really have a dog in the fight, but I don't want to go beyond anything other than just what I hear either. I really, this is not a battle for me to engage. I've got my own race that I'm involved with. But, you know, I just tell you, this issue, I do not believe by any stretch is over. I think it's probably going to intensify the closer that we get to the upcoming election.
Congressman Jody Heiss on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, now running for Secretary of State in Georgia. It's really interesting to see the last polling data that came out. I will say Herschel Walker in a landslide already, if the polling is to be believed, over 60% of the voters. How are things going for you in your race, Congressman?
Things are looking really good. You know, you get all sorts of different polls. We obviously are doing some very, very serious internal polling, and we are very pleased with the numbers that we have. We're not trying to get any fake numbers, and I won't go into the details of what we have, but to say we are in very good shape. I like where we are at this point. But obviously, at the end of the day, Todd, the only endorsement and the only poll that matters is the one that's coming up on May 24th at the upcoming primary, and we are continuing to do everything we can to reach out to the voters of Georgia and remind them of the disaster that Brad Raffensperger has brought our state, and in particular, how he has destroyed election integrity in the state of Georgia, and how not only our state, but the entire nation has suffered as a result. And I just believe the people of Georgia and the polls back this up. They are ready for a change in the Secretary of State's office.
Well, I think it's a noble thing you're doing, and I know the president references, you know, you've been a great congressman, and you could be in Washington, D.C. for the rest of your career. So why did you decide to say, you know what, I love being here in Washington, but it's time to go back home. It's time to go back to Georgia.
Yeah, well, the main thing that really has driven me to this, and listen, I never came to Washington to be a career politician anyway, so I would not be here for the rest of my life. I just don't believe that's the intent of our founders. But the issue that has me transitioning to run for Secretary of State is the election integrity issue. Todd, we are a country, politically speaking, perhaps the single most important issue is the consent of the governed, the voice of the people at the ballot box to not be compromised or violated. And if there is a time where that ballot box is compromised or violated, then our entire republic is at serious risk. And I believe that happened in Georgia, and it is for that reason. I just simply cannot sit back and watch what happened go down without challenging the one that brought it about. And so that is the issue that has me up and running on this. And I believe we're, at the end of the day, we're going to boot Brad, and we're going to correct the election integrity problem that he has created in the state of Georgia.
I love it. Congressman, where can people go if they want to get more information on your campaign?
Best place to go is our website, jodyheiss.com.
All right. Congressman Jody Heiss, everybody. Always good to have you on the program, Congressman.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be with you. Thank you.
All right. Now, here's a guy who has no problem speaking his mind. And it befuddles me that you have so many other Republicans, including conservatives, that don't want to speak out, and they don't want to recognize what every right-thinking person in this country sees. We all know what's going on up there. I mean, come on. So you folks in Georgia, you're about to get a really good Secretary of State. I'll tell you that much. Folks, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are mobilizing freedom all over America. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for veterans and first responders, as well as multi-line users. So if you got a big family, they've got some big discounts for you as well. Switching to Patriot Mobile is so incredibly easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code, Todd. You're going to get a special discount and free premier activation, but you got to use my promo code, Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Consumers and businesses rely on digital banking solutions more than ever. Redefine your financial institution's digital presence with the award-winning Aperture Digital Banking Platform. Integrated with more than 200 fintech partners in 40 cores, we give you the speed to innovation you need to grow and retain customers. Learn more about our number one rated mobile banking app and all our cloud-based digital banking solutions at aperture.com. That's Aperture, APIture.com.
All right, folks, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting the whole program from Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. If you happen to be in the Memphis area, we would love to see you. Come on by. You can actually watch the show. You'll be able to meet Grace Baker. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's tomorrow. That would be noon Eastern at Mid-America Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. And that, of course, is all part of our big culture engagement summit happening Saturday. If we're going to take back the country, we're going to have to mobilize, folks, and that's what we're going to do. Expecting around 500, 600 people at this conference. So a great intimate conference, a chance for you to meet people like Marsha Blackburn, Mark Meadows, who, by the way, Congressman Jody Heisa would make a great Speaker of the House. A full lineup, and we've got all that information on our live show blog. So come on out and join the fun. And Gray says a way to make it fun. We say Memphis, but if you're willing to drive here, I mean, if you're in Portland, Maine, I guess you could drive down for Saturday's event.
Make it a road trip.
So we've got a pair of VIP tickets, which means you get to pal around with Mark Meadows and all those folks.
Very important people.
So we're going to, I guess we'll say caller number two. But if you would like VIP tickets, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we'll give you a pair of free VIP tickets to the big weekend event here in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to the phones. Gainesville, Georgia. TP on the line from WDUN. TP, what's going on?
How you doing, Todd? I'm just listening to the conversation about, you know, the Speaker of the House talk, and I'm not sure the whole process about the Donald Trump as Speaker of the House. I don't disagree with you one bit. I think it would be just a Jim Dandy of an idea to get some deals made. But what's worrying me is the infight that starts about the election time, about right now, where Republicans are then batting back and forth and, you know, getting on each other and everything. I mean, that if there was ever a time that they ought to gathered up in a room and show complete unity and iron out anything that they need to get done ahead of time, now is it. Is it not?
No, TP, now is the time for that. And I go back to the whole Liz Cheney controversy, which now is looking really, really suspicious. And I'm wondering if Kevin McCarthy didn't use Liz Cheney to try and deep six Donald Trump. That's where I think all this is going.
I'm not really sure, but what I do know is that if I mean, there is no other time things are more crucial than right now. And the fact that, I mean, we all know that the election didn't come out, well, I'll just say like we wanted it to. The fact that they can't just get anything gaining any ground in the courts is concerning. So I think, like you said, they're going to have to just kind of put that behind them, but they cannot let it happen again.
Right.
And if they can't show some kind of unity, I don't know how we're ever going to accomplish anything. And I heard a caller call in, and I heard you say it too, and it's TC, just so you know, I've talked to you numerous times. But anyways, these young senators, representatives, they go up there, and they are idealistic, kind of like a young kid. And they don't mind speaking out until they get in there and start rubbing elbows with the money and the lobbyists and everybody else. And what happens is it just turns into a go along to get along. And that's what's so worrisome for me. And I'll say it once. I've done said it twice on your show already. If they can't ever come around with some kind of term limit where somebody has to accomplish something and then move over, because all it is just a bunch of old cronies up there getting rich. And, I mean, it's never going to change. We're going to have this perpetual problem in Congress and leadership in our country if we can't limit the amount of time somebody stays in office.
It's look, I will explain this, and I see this clear as day here in Memphis, Tennessee. And it is, and this is, again, a symptom of the bigger problem nationwide when it comes to Republicans. The establishment Republicans say it is my way or the highway. If you do not support us, we will not support you. Meanwhile, they're telling you, as a conservative, you have to obey them. You've got to support their campaigns, and if you're not, you're not a real Republican. So the establishment Republicans are expecting loyalty, but then when it comes time to support a conservative, they will support the Democrats. And that happens time and time again. And TP, I'm going to call it out every time I see it because it's not right. TC, got to go. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Tony, listening to us on KWAM. And Tony, I think you just picked up a pair of VIP tickets to the event Saturday.
Man, that's great. Thank you.
All right, Tony. So, again, you know, being, you know, listening to KWAM and conservative talk radio, are you feeling optimistic about America and the future of the country?
I'm feeling optimistic. I think it's going to get a lot better as soon as these next couple of years are over.
Well, yes. Whether Trump is the Speaker of the House or the President of the United States, he is going to fix all of this mess. I can guarantee that. Tony, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold and get your information, and we look forward to meeting you over at the Big Culture Engagement Summit. And by the way, folks, especially in the Memphis area, if you want to swing by, we're going to be signing books tomorrow and Saturday, and we would love to say hello, shake your hands. And well, if you want to come down from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, that's a pretty good drive. But I'm also very good at giving you directions to the best barbecue joint in America, and it is not Rendezvous. So if anybody tells you that, tell them that Todd Starn says you don't know what you're talking about. All right, hang tight. We've got Connor in Boston coming up. Also, next hour, our good friend Pastor Paul Chappell is going to be here. Marsha Blackburn, Senator Blackburn's going to drop by, as well as Congressman Chip Roy, who has been grilling Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over at the hearings on Capitol Hill. We're going to play some more audio from that as well, plus your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, ToddStarns.com. Have you signed up for the podcast? If not, what are you waiting for? Come on, get over there. Sign up for the podcast. It's free, and you're going to love it. And our newsletter, too, comes out in just about an hour or so, and you're going to want to get that as well. All right, folks, stick around. Hour three coming up next.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas. Whatever your wildest dreams, if you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, America. Hope you're doing good today, wherever you might be across the fruited plain. Todd Starnes here. Coming up a little bit later, Marsha Blackburn's going to drop by, and Congressman Chip Roy, who is in the middle of the Mayorkas hearings, Alejandro Mayorkas, our Homeland Security Secretary, but he's expected to drop by a little bit later on this hour of the program as well. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Yesterday on this program, told you a weird story coming out of Florida where a godless heathen atheist, and I know that's an oxymoron, but a godless heathen atheist wants to ban the Bible in public schools in both the classroom and the library because the Bible contains, in his words, inappropriate content. And I believe about 60, 65 school districts have already received these letters from the atheist. So does the Bible contain inappropriate content? This may be the shortest interview we ever do with our good friend, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College, our good friend, Pastor Paul Chappell. Pastor, good to have you with us today.
Well, good to be with you, Todd. And we are never amazed anymore with the attacks on the Bible. And I appreciate you bringing this to light. But, you know, the Bible itself says the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God or no to God. And we hear that every single day from a supposedly tolerant society, people who want us to tolerate every kind of perversion and forms of art that are oftentimes wicked. But now they don't want the Bible. And, you know, it's interesting because the very first Bible was printed in Massachusetts in America, not the first Bible, but the American printing in 1661. It's been a part of most of our ancient texts that have had reference to the Bible. And I was thinking when I was having a prayer meeting some time ago with several congressional leaders in the Rayburn Building, I looked above me after the prayer, and there was a verse that said, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." So I'm thankful for our Christian heritage and the fact that the Bible has been prominently displayed in many public places. And what we need today is not less of it. We need more of it.
Oh, no doubt about that. And it does appear, though, Dr. Chappell, that there is this is going to be a new line of attack on the Bible. There was an incident a couple of weeks ago right outside of Wichita where a city leader suggested the same thing, that because the Bible contains inappropriate content, they referenced a lot of Old Testament passages, therefore it's not appropriate for children in the classroom. How do you respond to that, especially when, you know, the argument is being made that a lot of these LGBT-themed books are not appropriate for children, inappropriate content, and that's the argument they're trying to make here?
Well, there are passages in the scriptures that speak of the sins of man, that speak of wars, and you know, the Bible speaks of good and evil, and so I believe the context of those particular passages would have to be viewed individually, and that's what you know, that's what a discerning teacher would do. But the things that are being proposed by the LGBTQ crowd, as far as sex education for children, are wholly inappropriate, and these types of things are advocating lifestyles that are very evil and wicked, and we derive the sense of right and wrong from the very scriptures that they don't want in the schools. You know, we think about the entire defund the police movement, for example, the idea being, well, you know, people aren't really that bad, and we can reform them in other ways and so forth. But really and truthfully, where do we even get the idea of right and wrong? It comes from the Bible. And I believe that the argument is absolutely skewed because the Bible does not present wickedness as fashionable. It does not present sin as acceptable. And so if there are references to sinful circumstances or such things, then it's in the context of teaching it as to be avoided, whereas what we're seeing on the other side is that they're wanting to teach that these sinful lifestyles are normal and that they should be taught early. I had a man Sunday after church tell me that his first grader was told last week in school by his teacher that if the boy thought he was a girl, that it would be fine to be a girl or to be both. I mean, that's what's being told every day to kindergartners and first graders, and sometimes with pictures. And so the difference is the context. The Bible is teaching that those lifestyles are unseeming, they're sinful, and not to be accepted. And so the context is critical in this situation.
Dr. Chappell, what do you tell moms and dads who come to you like that one father, and what advice do you give them as a pastor?
Well, I told him, I said, you need to keep yourself and your wife, you know, firmly founded in Scripture and staying faithful to the Lord to be able to discern right from wrong. Obviously, he was discerning that. Secondly, I tell them they need to strongly consider whether their child should remain in the public education system. Obviously, there are some communities that have a strong Judeo-Christian ethic prevailing, and the public school content and the school boards are very vigilant. But in other areas where the battle is going the other way, it probably would be the best decision to take a child out of that school system and to place them into a Christian school or a homeschool setting. I mean, the Bible is clear, Todd, in Psalm 1, that we're not to sit in the seat of the scornful. And these public educators scorn our faith. Many of them hate the Bible. They hate God. And they make no bones about it. So how does a Christian parent put their child under the tutelage of someone whose goal is to undermine the very faith of the parents?
You see, that is a great way of looking at it. And I know that that your church there in Lancaster, California, in Los Angeles County, you guys have a Christian school, and you also have the Christian college, the Bible college.
That's right. And, you know, we believe in private Christian education, and we take no tax dollars for it. We don't, you know, we don't receive any funds from the government for it. But we have provided this for over 30 years. And I'm told that Christian schools across the nation are really growing. I spoke to a pastor Monday. I was speaking at a conference in Oregon, and he's right in Portland. And their school has grown, get this, from 200 to 660 students, and from 200 to 660 students in the last 12 months.
Wow.
And he said, parents do not want their students in the public schools of Portland, Oregon, where authority is questioned constantly, where they're being challenged to reconsider God's original design and creation, reconsider whether they're a boy or a girl. It's just an everyday occurrence. And so that would be my encouragement for Christian families in particular.
You know, Pastor, one final thought here. I know you guys are not too far from Disneyland and Walt
right.
Disney headquarters. What's been the response, and what have you been telling people in your congregation? Because a lot of Christian families love to go to Disneyland and hang out. You know, it's the place to go. But now it is not Walt Disney's Walt Disney World.
Right. Well, Disneyland has come out very clearly in Disney World and the corporation. As you know, Todd, 30 years ago, they were the first American corporation, a large corporation, to offer, medical projects and benefits for same-sex couples. They were early on kind of endorsers of the LGBTQ movement. Now they're evangelists for it. In other words, at one point it was just, you know, we'll accept some people into our employment. Then I remember taking my children 20 years ago to Disney World, and it was Gay Pride Day, and we walked out. I mean, I could not believe what I was seeing. We walked out. Now they're saying, we want so many gay characters in our movies. We want so many gay characters in the parks. And I have been very, very impressed with a lot of the millennials in our church who have canceled Disney subscriptions, the Disney television, the online programs. They're not going to Disney. And I'm talking about people that I kind of wonder, where are they going to stand on this? Because whereas millennials earlier on might have been, you know, well, you know, it's an individual choice. Now they're parents, and they're going, no way. We are not going to let this company indoctrinate our children. And I commend them, and I think the proper thing to do is to boycott Disney and to step back completely out of Disney and until they show some repentance, if you will, in this area. Because the whole woke ideology is sweeping corporate America, but when it's sweeping into a part of a corporate America that influences children, we have to step back and say, no, we're not bringing our kids there.
Well said. Pastor Chappell, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. And folks, we have links to Lancaster Baptist Church. You got to watch their services on Sunday on social media. Unbelievable. Just great stuff. Dr. Chappell, thank you again.
Hey, good talking to you, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Pastor Paul Chappell, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We've got to take a break here, 844-747-8868. That's an interesting phrase there. They become evangelist for the Disney becoming evangelist for this LGBT agenda. I've never heard it said like that. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All
talk about the damage being done to the United States of America. Mr. Secretary, do you know what this is? This is a mobile morgue, a body trailer, needed by counties in South Texas overwhelmed by dead migrants. That particular trailer is filled with these bodies, 27 bodies that were stored in this mobile morgue in South Texas with dead bodies of migrants. Dead bodies like this one found on a ranch just 3 weeks ago in South Texas, a dead migrant. Somehow that's compassion. How about the dead bodies found by migrants? Compassion. How about the ranchers who had to walk out of their door, and this is what they face: gentlemen with rocks threatening a rancher in South Texas, only able to be saved when they are able to bring their dogs out to scare the people away in order to save themselves. Or the fact that you've got houses being attacked, you've got livestock dead on the side because we've got ranches wide open. How about the little girl here with a brand on her arm? A little girl with a brand on her arm because of your policies. A little girl here in the desert, found by ranchers trying to save their life. And how about the lost voices for people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
You know full well.
Time of the gentleman has expired, Ms.
Encouraging people to come here, harming Texas and harming this country.
Time.
You know it.
Old fat Jerry Nadler. That guy. What a piece of work he is. That's Chip Roy, Congressman Roy. By the way, he's been delayed, so he may not be able to make the program today, only because of the hearing going on. There he was just ripping in to Secretary Mayorkas. And again, we talk a lot about terrorism on this program, but the one other form of domestic terrorism, the number and the amount of narcotics, of drugs coming across that southern border. Enough to kill every single living American citizen. And the Democrats just don't care. They do not care. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Now, Grace, this story and our stack of stuff is blowing my mind. It's so Chris Pratt, who is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Jurassic World.
And Jurassic World.
Lots of movies.
A lot of movies. And the guy is a Christian.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say he's outspoken about his faith, but he doesn't shy away from it. And he's a man of faith. He's a Christian man.
And married, traditional family, all that.
Which is very unusual in Hollywood these days. I mean, you have more people married to their potted plants than to an actual human being.
No comment.
You haven't been to Hollywood lately.
No, I have not. I've never been to Cali.
Some of that stuff would freak you out.
Ignorance is bliss.
It would shock the spots right off of Merlot. So here's the deal. Chris Pratt is in a controversy. The Alphabet people, the LGBT crowd, very upset at Chris Pratt, Grace Baker. And I thought, oh, boy, what did he say? Well, it turns out he didn't say anything. But he goes to a church, and we've got the story up on our website. He goes to a church that believes marriage is between, I know, brace yourself, one man and one woman. It's shocking, I know.
No way.
I'm just shocked there's a church in Hollywood that actually preaches that.
Me too, honestly. Jeez Louise.
Grace Baker, there are more churches in Hollywood that would marry a human being and a potted plant than I would care to say.
What if it's an unpotted plant?
Do you, Fern, take, I don't know, Jill to be your lawful wedded lesbian? I don't know.
You know what's crazy, though? You can honestly, Daisy, Fern. There's lots of names that could be human names, too.
True. Do you, Fern, take Daisy to be your lawful wedded foliage? I don't know.
To have and to grow from this day forward.
Oh, you want
in sickness and in wilting?
No, I don't. That doesn't work.
I tried to make it work.
I wonder where they would put down roots, though.
That's tough.
See what I did there? Yes.
Nice
Thank
one.
Ha, ha, ha. Appreciate that. A little late to the party there, Kyle. So Chris Pratt is facing fire because he goes to a church that believes marriage is between one man and one woman. And so now the mob wants him removed from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They want him fired. And he's also in this upcoming, what is it, the Thor?
Thor, Love, and Thunder, because it's attached to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wait, the name of the movie is Love and Thunder?
Uh-huh.
All right. Like loving, like L-O-V-I-N apostrophe, or love and?
Love and.
Oh, Love and Thunder. Okay. There's a difference there, Grace.
Yes.
So anyway, according to CBN News, Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn is firing back, and he's saying, hey, look, what's the problem here? Chris Pratt is not, he's not anti-gay. The church doesn't ban gay people. They just believe marriage is between one man and one woman, and if you don't like that, don't go to that church. So now all these people are wanting him to be fired, and James Gunn is saying, okay, look, here's the deal. If Chris Pratt goes, all the rest of us go.
I love it. Finally, somebody, because nobody defends the poor guy. He's always like out on an island by himself because this isn't the first time he's been attacked.
Stand up to these sorry so-and-sos.
And Chris Pratt has, to his credit. I'm surprised I wonder if he'll, after this role with Guardians of the Galaxy, I wonder if he'll have any more Disney projects because he's been in a lot of Disney stuff. I'm like, maybe not.
Who knows? Because, and of course, Disney owns the franchise.
Yes.
And that's the concern, is that will Disney stand behind Chris Pratt, or will they give him the heave-ho?
The problem is he's so likable and he's so, like, wholesome, and he's not causing trouble, that it's right. Like people have nothing to really attack him with.
It's really sad. But, folks, this is what they have to deal with every single day in Hollywood if you're a person of faith. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now, with great deals of the day to update your rotation. Like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her. 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match. And get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery, now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Keep saying the quiet stuff out loud. This is President Biden. Cut number one, please.
I remember I was talking on the way over. My staff's going, why aren't you giving the speech we wrote?
Why aren't you giving the speech we wrote? You know, this guy is just off the charts nuts now. It's really unfortunate. Biden, by the way, yesterday he was speaking to a group of teachers, and I'll play the sound bite, and then we're going to go back into the Todd Stearns Radio Show time machine, and explain what this is all about. Cut number two.
You've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. And the reason you're the teachers of the year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
All right. Do you believe that? Do you believe that idea, what he just said? That when you, let's just say Grace Baker has a child. And Grace Baker, your child is in first grade. When your child goes into that classroom, according to Joe Biden, that child stops being your child and it becomes the teacher's child.
Yeah, no way. No. That's ridiculous.
You see, I'm wondering how many moms and dads would share your opinion on that.
Here's the thing. The only thing I'll say is the whole, you know, your children, it's all of our kind of responsibility. There is a very specific way, yes, that's true, in terms of we want to protect kids and, you know, like with the military and yada, 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 border security, protect the children. But doesn't mean you get a say in how that child is raised individually. That's the difference.
This is the argument now. And this is the argument that the National Education Association, the teachers' unions are making, the school board associations are making, is that when the child is on school property, you basically relinquish your responsibilities as a parent. Therefore, if the child, and this is not hyperbole, what I'm about to share, so don't freak out. But if a child wants to have an abortion in some school districts, they will send that child to an abortion clinic to get an abortion without your consent. If the child is transgender, they will not tell you, mom and dad. As a matter of fact, in many public schools, and we have shared this information with you, if the teachers are telling the kids, don't tell your mom and dad what you're learning in this class.
And that's insanity.
It is insanity.
Not that I've ever been a teacher, but, you know, growing up, the few teachers I had, you know, being homeschooled, I still had some teachers. Anyway, they, you know, as a teacher, sure, you treat your classroom as like you want to know your students, be, you know, have good relations with them and treat them as, quote unquote, your children. But it doesn't mean you can't get to ignore the parents.
Mrs. Bill Clinton, Hillary, back in the day, wrote a book called It Takes a Village. And the whole point of this book back in the 1990s, before Grace Baker was even thought of, the whole point of this book was to begin this narrative and to create this idea that everybody is everybody else's responsibility. That if you have a child, then it takes the whole village to raise that child and not just a mommy or a daddy. At the time, it was a mommy and a daddy. Today, it's a mommy and a fern or a mommy and, I don't know, a furry. I don't know, but it's not a mommy and a daddy anymore. That's inappropriate. A person of questionable pronoun usage. So now here we are, and I'm not sure people really understood where they were going with all of this. But now they sincerely believe that if you are a parent of a child and your child goes to public school, then you relinquish your responsibility over that child.
Yeah, I mean, it was clearly such a slippery slope, and this is where we've ended up with it.
Biden says, again, they're not somebody else's children, they're your children, teacher. I remember when I was growing up at Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School in South Haven, Mississippi. We lived in a community, and I was honored to be able to go. I was lucky enough to be able to go to an elementary school in my neighborhood, so I got to walk or ride my bicycle to school every day. And if I did something wrong, this is where I think the whole idea of it takes a village. I think this is the appropriate context of that. So I'll never forget this. McDonald's had opened up for the very first time in South Haven, Mississippi. When I was a little kid, that was a big deal. And McDonald's, you know, we were so excited, and we would go to the McDonald's. And I remember getting a Happy Meal. I got a hamburger and the little French fries and a little Coca-Cola and some cookies. I remember that. It was a lot of fun as a kid. I'll never forget this. My reading teacher, Mrs. Folk, whose husband, by the way, owned or at least ran Honey Fluff Donuts, which was a great little local donut place in South Haven, Mississippi. And my mom went over and said hello to Mrs. Folk, my reading teacher. And she says, Mrs. Folk, how is little Todd doing? So I'm named after my dad, so he was Big Todd and I was Little Todd. How is Little Todd doing? And read, oh, Mrs. Starnes, he's not doing very good. And I mean, that was the end of the Happy Meal for me. Because, you know, my mom went home and she made sure that I didn't fail reading class anymore. Well, that's what takes a village. In other words, if you're outside goofing around and you see the neighbor, she's going to call and tell your mom, or she's going to go over there and she's going to smack you upside the head because you were allowed to do that back in the day. Many of our audience will remember that time in American history when it was okay to go and smack a child who was, you know, goofing around. Grace, you look horrified.
I have no words.
Well, it's true. I know it's true. It was a communal thing.
I would never walk up to somebody else's child and just smack them.
Well, no, but if they're doing something horrible, you would do that.
What's like horrible? Like stealing something?
Stealing something or, you know, hitting a dog or kicking the dog.
Oh, of course you had to bring the dogs into it.
I'm just saying. Our audience knows what I'm talking about, Grace. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day to update your rotation, like 40 to 50% off fall essentials and must-have styles for him and for her, 30 to 50% off the perfect shoes and bags to match, and get 40% off your new favorite designer fragrances. Plus, get your order even faster when you pick up curbside, in-store, or get same-day delivery now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey Todd, I know what you're talking about if he was acting up as a kid. If I acted up over at some friend's place, I'd get the what for there by their parents. And the worst part was when I get home, I'd get the what for from my dad and mom when I got home. So that needs to happen more, I think.
Yeah, that's Brian from Warner Robins, Georgia. By the way, he left that message on our app, which is a pretty cool function. If you go to the app at toddstarnes.com live show blog, you'll be able to give us a shout out like Brian from Warner Robins, Georgia did, talking about how what it really means to take a village to raise a kid. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator Marsha Blackburn from the Volunteer State, and she is going to be in Memphis, Tennessee at the big Lincoln dinner on Friday. And, Senator, I know a lot of Memphians are looking forward to seeing you.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing them and talking with them. My goodness, there's just so much to talk about because the Biden administration gives us something new to focus on every single day. And whether it is forgiving all these student loans or getting out here and trying to make inflation worse, or what they're doing with Russia, Ukraine, what they're not doing with the communist Chinese, what we're hearing about Hunter Biden's business deals and Biden Incorporated. There's always a lot of ground to cover, isn't there?
You know, there really is, Senator, and especially with the hearings underway with Secretary Mayorkas, and it's just shocking the way this administration has handled the border, allowing it to be overrun. And thank God for the judge who had the common sense to put a stop to Title 42 and the lifting of Title 42.
Well, you're right about that. And when you look at the disaster that is playing out at the southern border, this is what they've done with Title 42 in place. And you've got 6,000 illegal immigrants every single day coming across that border. And that is with Title 42. Now, Todd, if you lift and remove Title 42, you're going to triple that, and you're going to have 18,000 illegal immigrants per day at the southern border. And here is something for perspective on this. In Tennessee, we have 345 incorporated towns and cities. 90% of those towns and cities in Tennessee are under 18,000 residents. So think about what this does. This is like every single day, a typical Tennessee town, the population equivalent to a typical Tennessee town would be coming across that border. That is the amount of population that you are talking about bringing across the border. And if you do that every 50 days, it's like a typical Tennessee town being popped down in each state in this country.
And Senator, you know, doing the math for our audience, they know those numbers will add up from a monthly number to about the size of a Memphis, Tennessee, over, you know, 400,000 in the metro area. I mean, these numbers are just simply unsustainable.
Yes, you're right. It is unsustainable because each of those individuals coming across, they're getting benefits, they're getting a phone, they're getting the taxpayer-funded airline ticket to wherever they want to fly in the country, and it is the federal government doing that part of the cartel's work for them, because nobody crosses that border unless they've gone through one of the cartels. The cartels brought people from 160 different countries to our nation's southern border last year. 160 countries. Cartels are now global organizations, and they are booking people just like crazy, expecting that Title 42 will be lifted, and then all these people that have booked their reservation with the cartel are going to then be headed to Mexico and go through the process of walking across our southern border.
Senator Marsha Blackburn is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator, you have been so focused, whether it's the NBA and China, the plight of the Uyghur population there, and now Hunter Biden's deals and business dealings with the Chinese. How concerned are you about this administration's ties, and what is it that we don't know about the Biden family and their involvement with China?
There is a lot that we do not yet know, but this is the good thing for having John Durham heading that special counsel investigation into what happened with Russia collusion, because he is beginning to find out some of how you had the Hillary Clinton campaign tied in with Russia collusion. And there are little insights into what has happened with the Bidens. Now, this is also why we need that independent special counsel to take up Hunter Biden and his activities and get to the bottom of that. You know, Todd, if we put the effort, if you have Department of Justice allow John Durham to finish his investigation into Russia collusion and Fusion GPS, and then if we get a special counsel that is going to take up this issue on Hunter Biden, we finally might get to the bottom of everything that they did in 2016 and 2020 as they tried to make certain that they had a pathway to winning the White House.
That's going to be the scandal there. And I have no doubt,
right.
I have no doubt that after the Republicans win the midterms, we're going to be able to get to the bottom of this. And Senator, on that note, the midterm elections, things are certainly looking good. The Cook Political Report showing big, big wins for Republicans. What is it that the party needs to do to win on Election Day?
Oh, I think that what Republicans have to do is talk about how we have a vision for the future, a vision that is rooted in the traditions and the founding of this country, hope for better days, that our nation's best days are ahead of us, opportunity for everyone, preserving our faith, our family, our freedom, and then really showing the difference with the Democrats. The Democrats don't have a vision. They have an agenda. They have a to-do list, and it is what they want to do to the American people, to take away their freedoms, to give that control to the federal government so that government is controlling their lives, not individuals controlling their lives.
Well, that's good. That's a great word. Look to the future. That's what we've got to do. Senator, it's going to be fun. You're going to be here Friday, and then we understand you're going to be speaking at this Cultural Engagement Summit as well. And I know a lot of folks here in the Mid-South are going to welcome you back, and you've got a huge, huge fan base here on this side of Tennessee.
Well, thank you so much. Good talking to you. Thanks, Todd.
All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn right there. And it's going to be a busy weekend here in Memphis this weekend. We got the big Beale Street Music Festival, 60,000 music fans in town. You got the Grizzlies and the playoffs. And then you've got tons of conservatives that are coming into town for the big Culture Engagement Summit. And I believe we even have some another person left us a message. I'm loving this shout-out function, Grace. It could, though, mean that you don't really, we don't need a call screener anymore.
Wait, am I being replaced by robots?
You're being automated.
I knew it.
You're
it
being automated.
Gosh darn it.
Let's hear what Ed from Texas had to say.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Grace. If y'all watched NCIS, that's what Gibbs would do all the time. I remember. My uncles, even my neighbors would smack me on the back of the head if I was messing up. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
I like that. Remember, NCIS and Gibbs would go around and he'd smack the coworkers if they were goofing. That's what you should do to Kyle, Grace. That might work.
I think Kyle's leaving right now as we speak.
By the way, you're saying, what is this shout-out function? So we have a brand-new function on our app. Now, if you want the app, here's the easiest way to get the app. It is at kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. Click on the app, and you can get it for Android, iPhone, whatever. And when you see when you download the app, you'll see a little bar with three bars, three lines. Click on that, and you can go to the shout-out, and you can send us a message. The way it works, Grace, and we'll just give everybody a little primer here, it's like, hey, this is Joe from Ella J and Todd, blah, 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 blah. So you can say whatever you want to say. No, don't say blah, 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 but that's what you do. You just say your piece. And we'll play some of those tomorrow on the live show as well. Tomorrow, broadcasting from the campus of Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary in Memphis, Tennessee. If you're in the area, drive by. You can watch the show. You can meet Grace, say hello, and we'd love to sign a book for you as well. Meanwhile, ToddStarnes.com, check that out. Great stories. You folks get out there and have a great afternoon, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.